Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So I don't know if you noticed or not, but we were gone on Thursday and Friday. Kennedy and I went to San Diego for a radio conference called Morning Show Boot Camp. Kennedy and I were on a panel. The weather was incredible. The Mexican food was delicious. I got myself a wonderful magnet at the Hard Rock San Diego.
And big fridge magnet guy.
I am. I'm a big fridge magnet guy. And I came home with a new best friend.
Oh my gosh, the love affair between these two grown men is something I just love to see.
How did you meet Mr. Right?
We were at...
Right place, right time.
Yeah, we were at an Odyssey function. So I'll get into that in just a minute. But Kennedy, what was your favorite part of being at the... And so what it is it's just morning show people and radio people, some of them, you know, in college, and some of them like, you know, that have been in the business for 50 years.
It's like a convention you might go to for your things to learn more about, you know, what you do.
And we've been going on and off over the years. I think this is my fifth or sixth one. For Kennedy, maybe your third or fourth one.
Yeah,
you spoke on a mental health panel last year.
I did.
We've done a panel or two over the years, but kind of like secondary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we got to do like a really big panel.
Prime time, baby.
Yeah, we were right in the middle of all of it, which was kind of interesting and fun and funny.
I mean, I really enjoy meeting the younger people who are coming up, because I feel like it is my duty as an elder stateswoman in this business to help to walk so that they can run and tell them all things not to do, or that they don't have to do.
Right.
And I think, you know, you just meet people. Like I remember the first time I went there, we were in Memphis.
Yeah.
We didn't go in Tallahassee, right?
No.
And I remember meeting these morning shows that, like, I would listen to in the morning, who were on the East Coast, and we were in Memphis, so we had an extra hour, and I could listen to their show, and how did they do stuff, because I didn't know what I was doing. And then I got to meet them in real life, and it was just so cool. And then just to have younger people now come up to us and say the same thing, like, it was a little overwhelming to be like, you know, that people are like, we listen to you in the morning for an hour or two before, or as I'm driving in or whatever. That was absolutely wild.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be like, oh, I'm so cool. I don't mean to say that, but it was.
No, it's a full circle moment for you.
It really was.
You're now the seasoned veterans imparting your wisdom. You are the Al Horford.
I feel like I'm a 12-year-old, though. I don't know why, but I still feel like a 12-year-old, which is kind of funny.
Sure.
And it's and Kennedy said this a while ago. We've had like a pretty good month, you know, with the Marconi nomination for Personality of the Year.
Oh, it's a good time to go to a radio conference for
you,
too.
And like our ratings have been, you know, just incredible, and just a lot of great things going on in our professional life. So to be out there and kind of celebrate that and have a good time. So our parent company is called Odyssey, and they had a party for all of the Odyssey people out there. And we were at the bar getting a margarita, and I start chatting up this guy because he's got on a really cool pair of sneakers, and then we're kind of connecting on sneakers, and it turns out he's a producer on a show in Denver with a station called Alice, and he's on a show called The Slacker Show. And I meet Slacker, and I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I am in love.
The skies opened up. There was rainbows and unicorns and lovely rock music being played. And you could just tell that I just hate the fact that he lives so far away, because
it's going to be hard on my heart.
They sat next to each other for almost every panel. And there were points at which I was like, guys, because he just kept making jokes. They had inside jokes by the second day. They hadn't known each other that long.
As I understand it, he has been on his station in Denver probably as long as we have been here doing the exact same afternoon show. So he's very successful. And what I learned about him, Dan, was he was a guitarist in Warrants.
No way.
You should see the picture. Long hair, ripped jeans, dead sexy. Seriously. He showed it to me and I'm like, that is pure sex. Right,
he's got some stories from the 80s for sure.
So here's what I'll tell you, though. He's not quite that old. He was in the Warrant after all of the hits.
Oh. Which is still fine. He still had a good picture.
So he has been named like Colorado's best guitarist of the year several times. He's an amazing musician, and when they were going to go out on tour in the 90s, he was the replacement guitarist
But which is not a bad place to be.
It's an incredible, listen, it's an incredible story. Unfortunately, they never made it out on the road because of infighting between other members of the band. But we just had so much fun. We just laughed for 3 days straight. We went out to dinner. We hung out at the bar. It was just a lot of fun. And I'm not going to lie, I've been texting with him incessantly since we left.
I just imagine you on the edge of your bed, like kicking your feet, waiting for him to text you back.
He went to the One Republic show the other night. I was checking in to see how it was. He's a big One Republic guy.
I literally, as I was leaving, I sat and I looked them both in the eyes, and I was like, I'm just so glad you found each other because this brings me great joy.
Very sad, Kennedy. I'm very sad.
Well, Carson, Denver is a lovely place to visit. One of my favorite cities. Got a picture. Maybe you guys can meet in the middle one day. You can meet in Chicago or something. Kansas City.
Well, I'm glad you left Morning Show Boot Camp with something. I don't know if it's more radio knowledge, but it's a friend.
I would like to make a long distance request and dedication.
Oh my God.
To my new friend, Slacker.
You're going to send him this audio, aren't you?
Dan, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.